Welcome to episode 17 of the Flow Ninja podcast. So in this episode, I just do stream of consciousness. It's something that I've been developing over time. I have some notes and I really wanted to zero in on particularly the theme of mind training. To some extent, the theme of frequency. And then also with the adjunct of channeling as well, which is one of the things I do now. So, yeah, it's a kind of a raw, uncut recording, which I went live with. And, yeah, I hope it's of value to you. I have an upcoming channeling group program that's live, that's happening, starting 14th of April 2022, and I'll be running more of them. So if you're listening to this recording later on, then still do not be dismayed. There will be more, and you can just message me about them. Send me an email at flowninja99@gmail.com, for example. I'm also running in May, yes, 15th of May, doing a 21-day transformational training on Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. And this will be a journey through the five elements, encompassing and encapsulating everything that I've trained in and learned over the years, focused and crystallized into a journey with the use of plant medicines and awareness practices, and with some collaborators too, to make an all-round amazing experience. And so ask me about that. It is residential and it will be life-changing on multiple levels. The whole intention is really to take people to the next level, to really step up as new paradigm leaders in whatever form that may be, whether you're a heart-led entrepreneur, or you're a healer, or a coach, or a consultant, or a CEO. This training will help you absolutely step into the next level of your reality. And so, yeah, if you'd love to know more about that, you can go to my website, jodydeane.co, JODYDEANE. And otherwise, yeah, just message me directly. Find me on social medias, on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm pretty much everywhere. And, I love to help. And I also offer one-on-ones as well. So, I have coaching programs which are online too, again, to really help you step up and activate the multidimensional and, step into your highest potential and highest purpose. So, having said all that, hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening, and please do share if you find it useful. Hello, everybody. How are you? If you're coming on live, great. Just hashtag live, or if you're on the replay, please hashtag replay. I wanted to talk about mind and mind training, and also frequencies as well, personal frequency and the collective frequency. My name is Jody Dean, if you don't know me, and I'm a soul coach, purpose activator, channel, energy healer, spiritual guide, if you want to go there. Also an actor and a writer as well. Got one book out called Fool's Gold. You can have to check it out, it's quite fun. But mind training has been something that I've been attracted to since I first heard the term, which was back in the time when I was in the energy of Osho, who was the kind of 20th century mystic. I had an amazing experience in that ashram at the time down in Pune in India. And had a lot of amazing awakening experiences, and there was something called there was a
a discourse called Atisha's Mind Training. And I think there was a process as well around that. It always captured my attention. You know, the value of training the mind. Interesting. And from that time onwards, it's just been, I've been able to kind of put all of this, all these practices and tools into this kind of wider box of like mind training and what that means, and awareness practices, from understanding that it's not just about learning techniques, but it's also about really applying it in every moment to your life, applying these tools to your life, like in the moment, embodying them, owning them, making it yours, making them yours, and applying them to your life now, to not be a slave to the mind, but actually have it be a servant of you, whoever you believe yourself to be. Personality, ego complex, identity, or something wider and more expansive, perhaps your soul, your multidimensional consciousness, source consciousness, spirit, God. And that is some of the most valuable thing or place that you can put your attention, is to be in this space of watching your mind. And so, yeah, of course, you've got the meditation practices, fine, but you've also got self-inquiry, you've got looking at, you know, the teachings of Buddha, for example, and implementing kind of the Buddhist practices, because that's, pretty strict mind training in a lot of ways. The Indian tradition that I'm more familiar with, you know, with my spiritual teacher, is more of kind of Hindu based, which, yes, of course, it is directing the mind. It's a bhakti, it's devotional, but it's also karma yoga, which is action, being of service to others, service in the world, you know, making your work and making your action in union with source, in union with God. And then jnana yoga, we struggle slightly with that Sanskrit term, is the yoga of knowledge. So that's particularly the mind training, understanding reality, zeroing in on truth through the texts, through the Vedic scriptures that were originally passed down in an oral tradition in Sanskrit. And and then have been written down, like the Bhagavad Gita, for example, the Song of God, or the Upanishads, various different books, a massive, big, ancient tradition. And yeah, so that's also mind training. But, you know, really what we're talking about here is understanding that beyond the mind, you know, beyond this idea of like this fog of the mind, what you have behind that is beliefs. Okay. Beliefs, which are, you know, if you take the root of the word belief, it's basically being, be, and then leaf, which is life or love. So it's actually what you are, what you live, what you love, what you're in love with, what you're living with. And so that is your belief, right? So very interesting distinction there when you look at, we start to look at the word. But these are then the programs which form the perceptual filters, which are your reality. And if your programs are not serving you, then your reality will not serve you. If your beliefs do not serve you, your programs that you're running are not going to be serving you. Your reality, then, is your perceptual filters are not going to be serving you, and it's going to be off, right? You're not aligned, you're off, because your beliefs are off. they're outside of the truth, and they keep you in a fake reality, or let's say a reality which is inconsistent and incoherent with truth, with source, with you living aligned with the highest reality, with you embodying truth, embodying reality in its entirety. And so, you know, you could say it's living a lie, whatever, la la la, how that manifests in your life. And of course, the perceptual filters then govern how you see, how we feel, and how we think. So if you can clean them, then you can see clearly, you can feel clearly, and you can think clearly, because it's clear, it's cleaned, it's purified. Okay, so very important to understand this, because this applies to your whole reality, your whole life, your whole existence. And you know, it's like the missing ingredient, really. You know, it's the piece of the puzzle that makes everything work, because successful mind training leads to wholeness, it leads to unity consciousness, it leads to absolute expansion, it leads to you going home or coming home, it leads to liberation, because you understand and you take your power back, you take your attention back from the beliefs, the programs, the ancestral patterns, the trauma, the transgenerational pain that is has been influencing you since you were born, and even before, in the womb, and before that, in other lives, if you believe in that. So this, how you see things, how you feel, and how you think, governs how you respond to life. Okay, how you respond to life governs how you are. How you are in life, okay? And don't, you know, don't believe, you don't have to believe anything I say. You know, check it out for yourself. You know, these are just proposals. These are invitations. These are suggestions. These are pointers. I'm just going, hey, look, maybe you want to look over here. Maybe you want to look at this, you know? Take your take your attention away from the news, from the wars, from the frustration, from the panic and the manic and the plundemic, or whatever you want to call it, and the all of the blah, 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 look over here, look over here, ah, horror, ah, ah, we must do something, must be done, something else, to over here. Hey, like, how you think, how you see things, how you feel, governed by perceptual filters, governed by your programs, governed by beliefs. So, as I was saying, how we respond to life governs how we are in life and what we do in life, right? What you do in life, that means like everything that you do. You're watching this video now, you're going to have some food later. You just had some food, you're picking your nose, you're clipping your nails, how you clip them, how you pick your nose, how you eat, how you talk to your partner, how you look out the window, how you deal with money, deal with relationships, treat yourself, how you relate to God, Goddess, Source, how you live, right? It's everything. It's how you do everything. And as they say, there's that wonderful saying, and I can't remember who it's a quote of, but it's how you do one thing, it's how you do everything. And I love that. It's so cool. Because it's true in many, many ways. And we have this wonderful understanding now through what they call attachment theory, which is, you know, attachment theory is, you know, how you, as a child, how you learned to be with your parents, like, you know, how attached. you know, did you learn to become avoiding because you felt abandoned and withdrew, or was it, did you become anxious? And did you become needy? And right, all of that. So that also governs all of this. And that, of course, is down to, you know, your experiences and how you interpret them, which created your beliefs. And I was just in a conversation with a friend discussing this, discussing about this, the attachment, and how, for example, that, you know, when I'm now looking at my life and I see, okay, yes, you know, I'm anxious around a lot of stuff, like, and that is because my attachment style is anxious with these things. And, you know, it's everything. It's not just your relationships. It's your relationships with everything, not just with your significant other, not just with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your lover, your husband, right, your fiance. It's everything. How you relate with everything, with your car, with your money, with your job, with your business, with your lover, with your house, with your food, your diet, your all the choices that you make. It's all of it is a dynamic at play of how you are. And if you are avoidant, it's like or if you're anxious, or if you're healthy with it all. And you know, I'm not meaning to stigmatize or shame anyone. It's not about that. It's just about awareness. It's about have a look and see how you are with things, and with reality, and with truth, and with your heart, and with your own spiritual development, and with your practices, and with your self-care, and everything. So this is how you are in life, and this is how you think you do things, right? So, and this is all goes back to mind training. So mind training is important and so empowering, because you get to be free. You get to be free from the beliefs that do not serve you, and therefore those beliefs which create the way that you relate with the world, with yourself, with source, through the perceptual filters, etc. So that is the importance, and that is why monks and nuns for millennia have gone into mind training programs, you know, in monasteries and temples and nunneries and caves and schools and ashrams and everything, and have done the mind training, you know, just learning, meditating, praying, devotion, learning, praying, meditating, staring at a wall like they do in the Zen monastery, staring at the wall, watching the mind, penetrating into reality, okay, cleaning the mind, chanting Hari Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, cleaning the mind, okay, taming the mind, yeah, doing the japa, rosary, all right, praying, okay, cleaning the mind, okay, feels good to get it out, because I feel called to kind of to encapsulate this stuff in certain structures, and to go, look, this is actually what it is, unwrapping it for you, unpacking, unpicking, and unwrapping, and so we can get a better understanding, we get space around it, get space between us and it, these concepts and ideas, and this mind training is part of that. So, you know, mindset is part of this mind training. Yeah. And, you know, mindset mind training, are they synonymous? Well, yes and no, because mindset is more specific to kind of philosophy, psychological, and pop psychology and coaching and that side of things. Whereas mind training is so much broader, right? Of course, yes, it encompasses mindset, but it also encompasses meditation. It encompasses prayer. It encompasses devotion. It encompasses Zen. It encompasses Buddhism. It encompasses the practices of Buddhism. It encompasses Islam. It encompasses the walkabout of the native peoples that still do that, when they just, particularly in Australia, they just set the child off at 12 years old. Go on, off you go. Don't come back for 12 weeks or whatever it is. That is mind training. The sweat lodge, it's mind training. The Inyipi, the Temascal, the vision quest, it's all mind training. You're being in a situation that's tough, it's challenging for the mind. And you're finding your way through it and being forced to become self-reliant and rely on yourself. So super important. These are just like, it's key. All of this is just so key to understand, to integrate, and also to choose, you know, get clear about, so you can choose, okay, what kind of mind training do I want to do? I want to do mind training. You know, do I actually want to do it? Okay, what kind of mind training? How seriously am I going to take this? Am I going to be, and yeah, this is another thing. How are you in the attachment theory range, let's say, or the, you know, in the framework of the attachment theory, the model of attachment theory, where are you on the spectrum with mind training? Are you avoidant? Are you, oh, I didn't need to do that, I just checked out, I'll just smoke a cigarette, I'll have a drink, I'll just watch Netflix, I'll just have a wank, whatever, I'll just sniff this up my nose, or I'll just laze about, right? Is that right? So that's more of the avoidant, right? The avoidant, escapist. I don't need to do any yoga, I don't need to do any prayers, I don't need to do any mindset work, I don't need to read any mindset books. I don't need any coaching. I don't need any. I'm out. I'm fine. I'm all good. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Nothing. Just keep my head down and. Or is it like, I missed my practice today. Oh God, I should do more. I've lost the book, and I've lost the page of my book of the mindset book from Tony Robbins. I'll just go back to it. Which is it? I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough training. I'm not doing enough push-ups. I'm not doing enough yoga. I'm not doing enough prayer. I'm not doing enough chanting. I'm not doing enough sadhana. I'm not doing enough retreats. I'm not doing enough yoga trainings. I'm not doing enough coaching courses. I'm not doing enough coaching. I'm not receiving enough coaching. Right, which could be the more needy type, right? So, and the healthy side of it could look like, right, I've done this, loved it, what did I learn from this? Right, how am I going to implement that? What's my homework? Okay, right, I've taken stock. Now, maybe I have some time for myself. Maybe I go swim in a lake. Maybe I go spend some time with my family or whatever. And then I'll do the next thing, because I do love and see the benefit and the value of this thing, and I want to do more. So I will now go and do this retreat, or I will now read this book, or I will now go and meditate. I will increase my morning practice from half an hour to 90 minutes and see what happens. For example, so that would be the healthy, right? The healthy approach to mind training. I love how meta we can get with all of this. And yeah, some of you watching this might be feeling avoidant to this. It's like, whatever, like I'm checking out of this. And some of you be like, oh, tell me more. I was like, oh my God, have I missed your other videos? Oh my God, what else? What was that name you drew? Oh my God. Oh, shit. Yes. Oh God, I so need this right now. Needy, right? So then that's the other side of it. Or it's just healthy. Oh, I am appreciating this. This is fun and I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Not having not done mind training for a while or I'm not going to just run away from it, tune out and watch Netflix. Because I'm lit up with this, or I feel aligned, I feel a pulse, I feel a charge, I feel a frequency. And that brings me to the other part of this theme, which is about frequencies. So mind training helps us raise the frequency of where we are. We're vibrating at a higher rate. We are open to higher vibrations and possibilities, and therefore we're more connected, we're more aligned with who we really are, with source consciousness, with our soul's calling, with our heart's desires, with our soul path, with our soul purpose. So that is beautiful, that is aligned, and so it feels joy. There's a feeling of joy, there's a feeling of relief, there's a feeling of perhaps celebration or love, all these good things. We like good things, don't we? So that is that side of it. Frequency and understanding everything in terms of that frequency, what that is, okay? And allowing ourselves to open to what is more expansive and a more expansive frequency. So hi, Wesley. Hi, Therese. I can see here. So she's just going to have a sip of this delicious, actually it's in a gin bottle, but it's not gin. It is black honey, just the honey cellar, the apicultor or the honey man, sold it to me in an old gin bottle, Sir Robert Burnett's. This is not, I'm not having a swig of gin. I'm not being avoidant. It's this runny honey. It's so runny. It's from these wild local bees. They come in, they have their hives in the ground. Showed me pictures. It's awesome. You just have a little swig and it's just like high vibration, high frequency. Also going to have a sip of water as well. Ah, so good. So, and also that's what I wanted to talk about as well, as frequency. Okay, so we've got mind training, we've got beliefs, we've got practices, mindset. Also got the frequencies and understanding vibration. Everything is vibrational, right? If you look into the deep metaphysics, the quantum physics, the new physics, you can really see how everything is frequency and vibration, and literally everything has a tone. Everything has a rate at which it is cycling. And that's how we measure. That's how we measure. So the language of measuring is, we call it frequency. And it's how you vibrate, right? So just taking a moment. Good. Let's tune into the frequency of calm. Nice. And so from this frequency of calm, we have more space. If we have more space, then we can breathe more and we have more of a perspective. So how does frequency relate to everything else I wanted to talk about? Well, the truth is that I've been connected with what they call channeling for about 25 years, but I actually started doing it properly and opening to channeling information, frequencies, 2.5 years ago. Wow, how it flies by. There's nothing more fleeting than time, so wrote Leonardo da Vinci. Sorry, nothing more fleeting than years. That's it. Beautiful. And that is absolutely correct. It's like, wow, it's been 2.5 years since I opened. And it's been about 1.5 years since I've been really properly, officially working with this collective consciousness, which is very high frequency, which they call themselves the Syrian Council of Light. And there's a frequency, an emanation, a consciousness emanating from the star system of Sirius. And how do I know that? It's claircognizant, it's a knowing, and that's the value of mind training with your intuition as well. Opening your intuition is that you open up to the information field. You can tune in to different frequencies and you can receive information. And hopefully that information is of value and of service to you and others. And that's why you would tune in and do this. It could also be healing, right? It could be high value information about consciousness, about perspectives on the planet, about the mind, about world events, or it could also be healing frequencies. And channeling has been an absolute game changer and a gift for me. And you know, I encourage everyone to do it because it's so profound. And the people who I've taught channeling, you know, oh my God, this gift. I gave them this gift. I received this gift and I passed it on, right? And like then it's like seeing them flower and flourish in their lives in beautiful, miraculous ways because they've opened the floodgates and they've tuned in and tapped in to the inner knowing. And, you know, perhaps they connect with something in particular, like the element of the sky, and they start channeling that, which has happened, or Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, Pachamama, or a certain power animal, like the spirit of a lion, that's happened in one of my workshops, like a mountain or a volcano, which has also happened. It's been very profound and beautiful, and tears have flowed. And or it might be a star family race, who I connect with, one of them that I connect with, who I've just mentioned. There are others, and this is available to you. This is available. You can tune in and receive these frequencies, this information, the information that you are looking for. You know, in the famous Abraham Hicks book, I think they're first, ask and it is given. Ask and it is given, literally. And I think that comes from the Bible, right? Ask and it is given. The answer is there. You just need to be open, right? To open up and to receive, because the answer is there, okay? And the more you can do that, the more miracles and extraordinary magic can happen in your life. But don't take my word for it. Don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. Find it out for yourself. Now, don't go around saying, Jody said this or Jody said, you know, like, find it out for yourself. Take what resonates and check it in with it for yourself. Drop in with this and know it for yourself. Find out that for yourself, because you are the only person who can know this for sure in your own life, in your own reality. It's up to you. It's down to you. Okay, so the invitation is there to open and find out. And so, you know, you can connect in with this guidance every day, every minute of every day, if you want to. But again, the mind training is necessary to quieten the mind, to meditate, to be in the space, to let go of any limiting beliefs. To clean your reality filters, your perceptual filters, so that you can see clearly, you can feel clearly, you can hear clearly, you can think clearly. Okay, you have that clarity, and that clarity is absolute power. An infinite clarity is infinite power. Because you are alive, you are the force. And so when there's clarity, then the force is absolutely directed and focused, and you become the path of least resistance for the most. So, you know, that's how you can step up in your reality, in your life, and serve at such a high level, and you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. And so, yeah, that's what I'm about. And it's about being bold, it's about being daring, and it's about not caring what others think. It's about being courageous, it's about coming from the heart, and it's about taking action as well. Being bold and taking action and daring and doing things differently, because you realize and you understand what it takes, and that you commit to that, and you commit to that expansion and that extraordinary magic, which is your birthright, in fact. And yeah, so that mind training affects absolutely who you are and how you are and how you do things in life. And yeah, so it's all about, you know, creating, co-creating, you know, the best possible reality for yourself and for others that you can. And so part of that is, yeah, what I offer with the coaching I do. So if you're interested in that, you know, give me a shout, let me know, put a hashtag chat in the comments, we can have a chat about this. I'm actually offering these a few gifted, that means free, Awakening Accelerator mini sessions. They're 20 minutes long, so you can book yourself in for one of them. It's my little gift to you, Law of Reciprocity. And it's just about actually offering myself to the universe as well, and to, you know, enable others to step in and step up. And through doing that, I receive as well. So there's that. And then, of course, what I wanted to talk about briefly is what this wonderful Activate Your Channel group live program, which I'm running from this Thursday, the 14th of April, 2022, and nothing more fleeting than years. And yeah, that is going to be a deep dive into techniques and tools for channeling, for intuition development, and for stepping into who you really are, and also being able to tune into different sources of guidance, you know, spirit guides, to define and distinguish them, and for example, nature spirits, power animals, elementals, angels, guardians, star family races, and more beyond, fairies, whatever. So exciting. Aha, my God, I can feel the energy of it right now. So I've actually been doing this for a few months now. I've been sharing this actually in person, running workshops here where I am on the Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. And then also ran a retreat as well, which is this getting really deep into channeling. It's absolutely magical and beautiful. And yes, so this is actually me taking that online and making it accessible to everyone who wants it out there. And yeah, it's going to be just under 2 hour sessions, five of them. And we have a practice group as well, like a dedicated Facebook group for support and community and encouragement and Q&A as well. And each of the sessions is going to be slightly different, but it's going to be, I'm going to present you the model and the information and the techniques, and then there's going to be practice, and then finally there's going to be some Q&A, space for Q&A at the end as well of each of these sessions. So I'm currently running a special price, advanced price, which ends at the end of this weekend. And so it's if you're in the UK, it's £222, and if you're in the US or international, it's like $288 USD, which is a special price, and then it jumps to more than that, significantly more than that. So Seeing if it work, yeah, it's like £333 and $399 USD. If you're interested, then shoot me a message or hashtag in the comments interested, and I'll get back to you. If you want any more information about all of this, it's super exciting. And yeah, just come show up. You know, when you show up, magic happens. When you show up with your open heart and your intention for growth and for up leveling and wanting to serve your clients or yourself or your community more, magic happens. And this is also what happens with the channeling as well. And I've just been blown away by the incredible wonder that's happened and the miracles and all the up leveling that goes on. It's my intention fully to create a strong community of light workers, of heart-led entrepreneurs, of new earth leaders who are embodying all the skills and the gifts that they have to really step up and co-create the new earth. So many of this resonates, is of interest to you, then you are so damn goddamn welcome. And reach out to me. And also my website is jodydean.co, sorry, jodydean.co. So yeah, get at me. Look forward to connecting more. Thank you so much. Take care, have a wonderful day, and see you soon.